Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. It's great to be with you at Survive to Thrive, the radio network tonight. Listen to these words, and I quote, "Do not forget that Germany was the most educated, the most cultured country in Europe. It was full of music, art, museums, hospitals, laboratories, and universities. And yet, in less than 6 years, it was rounding up its own citizens, killing others, abdicating its laws, turning children against parents, and neighbors against neighbors, all with the best intentions, of course. The road to hell is paved with them." These are the words of Dr. David Kaiser. He is professor in the Strategy and Policy Department of the United States Naval War College. He has previously taught at Carnegie Mellon, Williams College, and Harvard University. Now, a friend had sent this to me, Cody, and I appreciate it deeply. I want to say and just quote these words again. Listen, in the context of the battle now in the United States, in the context of the manipulation that is going on and the rephrasing of laws and literally bringing out a different intent and, well, all the things that's being done and plotted behind this, and they're in battle. But listen to the words again. Germany. Do not forget, Germany was educated the most cultured country in Europe. It was full of music, art, museums, hospitals, and laboratories and universities. Yet, in less than 6 years, rounding up its own citizens, killing others, abdicating its laws, turning children against children, parents, or children against parents, and neighbors against neighbors, all with the best intentions, of course. The repay with the unquote. This was sent again from a friend, and you've got a naval war professor reminding Americans of this issue. No matter what culture, look, talk about the culture being, gosh, the most educated, the most powerful military force in the world, the most advanced in technologies and communications. That's why people want to come here to the United States. Still one of the most, it's extremely free, yet in the sharing of the gospel and doing what we need to do, that's why we need to take advantage. But in those words, in less than 6 years, everything changed. Things were changing in Germany. Germany was beaten and hurting, and it was depressed, and it was down, and it was in the mix of controversy, cultural change. Instead of turning to the heaven, to the living Christ, instead of grasping the light of the world, Christ, it would instead go under and listen to the spirits of the mediums, the secret societies, and though coming up in the ranks, the new ideology of the Nazis, the new ideology that believed and developed a vision for a 1,000-year reign and a super military godmen army, a master race. And where did that come from? Spirits impacted the ideology and virtually forged the military state's Naval War College. In his quote to an email he sent out for everybody, he tells us that everything changed in Germany in less than 6 years. In less than 6 years. Imagine, if you would, some kind of pause off of America. Everybody did. Nobody can have visible. You can't see anything visibly. You can barely, walking across the room, you're going to run into tables. It's like I'm studio. When I shut the light back here, there's no lights from here all the way to the stairs that go upstairs. And so I literally have to feel away, and briskly I can walk across and get across to the other. But it's dark, and I can't see. And I have, at times, run in table. Now, think in terms of everybody in the United States blind. I mean, listen, how would you fix your hair? How would you shave? How would you get things ready in the morning, get the kids ready? Obviously, all transportation up. Planes there, no trains on the ground, no trucks on the, no cars on the road. Nobody could drive. Nobody can see. It would be amazing to realize or to experience that the visual sight of any human was affected. that you would go blind. There's been times in the winter driving the car that you can have so much snow that you literally go snow blind. You see so much of it, you can see nothing else. Everything else is blinded because you're blanketed. In the process, at times, we are blinded when we hear political speeches, when we hear individuals tell us things concerning the future. We're blinded because there is right now, well, truth is not the center of messages, communications of political speakers. We all know that right now. Listen, we're doing a series this week called God is Alive and Well in These Last Days, Even If Some Don't Want Him to Be. Monday night, we dealt with the attempt to erase God. We touched a little bit on Richard Dawkins, the atheist, and others. Next week, I'll be doing a series on Richard Dawkins, the atheist, and again, the agenda there and the emptiness of the atheist ideology and agenda. This week, God is Alive and Well in These Last Days, Even If Some Don't Want It to Be. Now, again, if you listen to the news and you're hearing all the things going on, much of it is absent of the centrality of God. Now, tonight on Survive to Thrive here, I'm the guest host, Russ Dizdar. Our website is shatterthedarkness.net. Thousands of MP3s. Once you get there, it takes you all the links. There's just tons of stuff absolutely free for you. But we're listing this week, and we're saying that tonight's title is Mind Control's Ultimate Goal. Now, so many of you, because many of you have delved into the conspiracies, and you've looked under the rocks, you've looked behind the curtain, you've wanted to see what it is that's occurred here in the United States, what happened in Germany in less than 6 years. Now, I'm told in another book, called Hitler in the New Age by Bob Rozio, a great book, that there were about 8,000 known pastors and only 200 stood up to give resistance to the rise of the spirit-inspired, spirit-empowered, spiritually-laced Nazi ideology that became the political ideology, that became the law, that became the military vision. And everything changed. And what Bob Rozio says in his book, Hitler in the New Age, that deception always leads to destruction. That I can agree. That is a biblical reality. Read Genesis 3. Deception and the embrace of that deception will lead to devastating destruction individually, to a family, to a culture, to a world. I don't know if you've noticed or not that there's something going on in the world around us, that there is a feeling in the air and there is the communication on the ground that catastrophic events, globalism, that such a battle, something is behind the curtain, guiding, directing, leading the world to, well, ultimate destruction, according to what the Spirit of God has shown us in the book of Daniel, Matthew, Thessalonians, and 1 John and Revelation. Again and again, you can read. Tonight, as we delve into this topic, that God is alive and well in these last days, even if some... Listen, I want to tell you right now that the deeper we get into the day of the coming chaos and the bursting up and out of globalism by political force and military, empowerment and backing. That as we approach that, things will grow in the sense of that mental critical mass of thinking. A blinding, a blanketing, a constant sense of something is happening, that layer upon layer, that literally you hear of some people going blind. and what they can see. It's harder and harder in our 50s and 60s and 70s. I watched my mother over the years as she had little glasses and then other glasses, and she's a reader, and she was into her computer in her 60s and emailing, and now she can't. She's 77, and she has to use a magnifying glass, and she takes eye vitamins and certain drops and all kinds of things to keep her ability to see at some level. What we're told biblically, clearly, is that there is a blanketing that will grow deeper, thicker, broader, and wider. That it's truly a spiritual one, though it's detected in the political ideology, into cultural blogging, into the consensus of feeling and thought, anger against God, violence in the heart. The acceptance of and promotion of alternative, both ancient and painted over new gods and goddesses. The Germans that helped develop MKUltra, the idea of mind control. Hitler, who had a power over him when he spoke and blanketed the people. The propaganda was so deep, so wide, so broad that most Germans didn't even know that their government were shoveling human beings into ovens and cooking them and annihilating hundreds of thousands as their ash would filter into the air. The blanketing. Have you ever read what the Spirit of God, he kind of paints the picture in both the biblical prophetic realm and gives the definitions of what it is that's occurring. So when we read 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age, small g, the God of this age, the eon, the time period, it speaks of an alternative, finite, but spiritually powerful presence, not God infinite, capital G, but the one that desires to be, but is only, well, as the scripture paints the picture, God small g. And he's the God of this age, not the infinite, eternal, always existent, immortal God, but of this eon, the time period that you are living in, that I am living in, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this age has blinded the minds. Blinded minds. Tefluo is the Greek word. And this is a word that just has the idea that somebody has blunted the perceptions, blanketed the mind, caused a blinding process. It's as though this process literally would have some level of direct effect on the perception and the ability to receive revelation from God. Believe it or not, listen. We can look at the fathers of modern mind control. You can look at ancient hypnosis, Mesmer. You can look at Project, the Phoenix Project. And you can look at a lot of it, Monarch, MKUltra, all the rest. And what we've been dealing with for years, and we can clearly see in the agenda of the emerging Antichrist spirit. Wherever that spirit has guided writers, well, we see the manipulation, we see the lies, we see the planned and purposed attempt to shift the meaning of language and terms and replace, God's truth with a lie. That's exactly what we read last week in Romans chapter 1, the exchanging of the truth of God, the truth for a lie. Now, dear listener, as I speak to you, as we're engaged for 1 hour here on a Tuesday night, and as thousands of you will download the archives later, question is, are we controlled is our minds. Have they been blanketed? Have they been covered? Have they been blunted in some measure? Now, if you read 2 Corinthians 4:4, again, you're going to see, again, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, where this concept of keeping you in unbelief, keeping a person in the dark, that's what it's all about. See, we've got to understand that God is alive and well in these last days, even though Richard Dawkins and many others around the world don't want it to be that way. They're angry at God. They don't know God, haven't felt the love of God, the peace of God, haven't received inside of themselves the wisdom of God. But they're screaming that God doesn't exist, as if they have proof, as if they can convince the world, though the agenda to convince, and we're going to go over this next week, to convince the world is there. And so I'm going to say that included in this spiritually inspired, guided, empowered blanketing that blinds the minds of individuals so they can't perceive, they can't see, they can't receive who Jesus Christ is. You take a look. You think through 1 Corinthians 4:4. The presence behind the curtain. You can talk about the shadow government, the shadow military, the shadow religion. You can talk about all of that you want. You can talk about the political ideology, socialism, globalism, all of those kind of things. But when you keep going down the stairs, down to the bottom, when you get to the basement there in Hell's Kitchen, there's where you find the mastermind, the source. And you can get from biblical insight, biblical revelation, God has exposed all the way down there in the basement at Hell's Kitchen what hell's all about. I mean, when you think in terms of, again, did you hear the quote from Dr. David Kaiser? Here's a professor of military strategy. United States Naval War College. And I quote again, quote, "Do not forget that Germany was the most educated, the most cultured country in Europe. It was full of music, art, museums, hospitals, laboratories, and universities. And yet in less than 6 years, it was rounding up its own citizens, killing others, abdicating its laws, turning children against parents and neighbors against neighbors, all with the best of intentions." Well, in their mind's eye, Nazism, a Fourth Reich, a pagan, spiritually pagan-infused world, a desire and final solution to get rid of the Jews and eventually the Christians. We have the spirit of Antichrist that rose, my friends, and, well, as Dr. David Kaiser says, quote, "The road to hell is paved with those good intentions." It was beyond just good intentions, though. I believe that they knew what they were doing, just as behind the scenes. See, right behind the veneer of socialism. See, we're all screaming about the issue of socialism. We see what happened to Russia. We see what happened to communist, atheistic Russia. How it could be that they could destroy and slaughter 40 million of its own citizens. I mean, we always talk about the Holocaust there, that the Nazis unleashed on the Jews. But what about when the Russians did it to the Russians? And again, peeling back and going behind all of this, part of the job that I believe that we're led to give is to say, listen, I know you can't grab the devil by the arm. You can't grab the devil and put him on CNN and interview the devil face to face and ask him, what question would you ask him? Could he be on The View? Would he be on Oprah? Could I'm talking really, literally, no pun intended. Could he literally, I mean, if you were to interview Satan directly, Would he ever tell you the truth? Would he already have plotted and run circles around everything you're considering before you began to even ask the questions? I mean, we're talking about a supernatural entity that God, the Word of God, says is the father of lies, that he's a murderer, operative in the world, led the human race in an insurrection that brought in sin, pain, death, rape, war, disease, destruction, decay, all of it. And yet, if all we do is scream at the politics, which is the manifestation of one side or the other, which, if you understand the biblical revelation, what does God say? See, Germany, most educated, most cultured, music, art, museums, hospital, laboratories, universities. Well, so was Rome. Pax Roma, Rome, massive. But it was in the emperor worship. And the spirit that pervaded Rome was Antichrist. The spirit that led the Nazi party to political empowerment and military enforcement was Antichrist. And that spirit is the god of this age that blinds minds. See, mind control's ultimate goal is not even the political arena. The ultimate goal is, well, let me give you four. In the context of the ultimate goal, here's 4 points. Number one, to keep the truth from you. Number two, to inject error. Number three, to keep an individual imprisoned. And number four, possibly to use them. All of this can be seen in Judas. All of this kind of thing can be seen in what happened to an entire nation. What's happening to nations, the European Union, the UN, across the United States, deep into political ideologies and military vision and, well, economic. I mean, economic is, you know, the economics, it's not just... It's not, though, that economics is just neutral in all this. Those who control, those who are scarfing in the dollars, what do they believe? Where do they stand? As a human being before God, sinners cut off, dead to God, hellbound, and blanketed by the fallen cherub. Where do they stand? In light of the cross, in light of Christ, in light of God, in light of their eternal soul. See, there are some that are going to go to their grave. In over 35 years, I've met some like this. Arrogant. The rejection of God, the rejection of Christ. And they're dead arrogant against God, against Christ. But let me tell you something. They had nothing else. They went to their death in fear. They went to their death empty. They went to their death angry. They went to their death blinded. When we talk about mind control, when you go all the way down the steps, I'm not talking about just ads, walking onto a car lot, somebody in relationship manipulating you, but going down the steps where there is purposed, planned propaganda, and then going further and further to where there is a spiritual source, not just to communicate a lie, not just to communicate, but to literally blanket the power to perceive, the human capacity to perceive and then to receive, to be able to see, well, God and truth and Christ and all that he is. So that in the context of all that's going on, there is a spiritual war, and it manifests itself, yes, in society. In all kinds of decadence and moral corruptions and everything, yes, correct. All kinds of hatred and anger. God's against all of that. But there is a driving force, not just for individual mind control, but for national. And if you read Revelation chapter 12, you're going to find out that the full force of dark presence and power seeks to lead the world, the whole world, the absolute every last human being in all the world astray. There's a presence and power evolving. Now we're seeing more of it than ever before. soon a massive, massive burst. Well, there's plots behind the scenes. We've seen nothing yet. We have seen nothing yet. We can go back 60 years and look at World War II. And in comparison to what is to come, that would seem to be a skirmish. We're going to get ready here in a few moments to take a break, but I want you to think through as we come back in the second half of this show the four things that this spiritual blanketing of the perception of the mind keep people from the truth. Inject air, imprison, and then use. Hey, let's take a moment, listen to Steve Quayle. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Let me say welcome back again. This is guest host Russ Dizdar, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. The topic for the entire week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m., Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God is alive and well in these last days, even if some don't want him to be. Now tonight, the title, Mind Control's Ultimate Goal, four things. Number one, in the process. Now let me say something about the process. It's not just a political battle, though that is a manifestation, not just a military objective, though it becomes part of the manifestation. Globalism is the manifestation, ultimately, of a spiritual agenda, and that spiritual agenda is rooted in the fallen cherub, in this one called the God of this eon, this age, who blinds minds. So in order to gain control of the world, control of nations, control of political leaders, control and influence in the military, and build a society that's going to become, make it stand against God, ultimately, yes. Well, then there's got to be a lot of things going on. You've got to understand how big, broad, and wide even the Spirit of God, in reference to the full force of hell, in Revelation 12, reveals or calls or depicts this dark side as huge or enormous dragon. You take a look at Revelation 12 and see. But because, you know, again, there are going to be those listening that have, you know, a lot of a lot of feeling about national sovereignty and the conspiracies going on, and you may be very versed in so many of them. But ultimately, you got to keep going down the stairs. And when you go all the way to the bottom, you're going to find out that the man behind the curtain is the fallen cherub, the god of this age. In Ephesians chapter 2, he's called the prince of the power of the air, the eros, the immediate dense atmosphere, that there is a spiritual presence communicating into the physical. Number one, to keep you from the truth. I mean, Jesus even taught this and shared in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12. In reference to the spreading of the Word of God, the giving out of the Word of God that leads people to the gospel, to freedom in Christ, to a new relationship with God, here's what it says. There are those along the path are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Again, Jesus Christ coming into the world, doing the ministry that he does, examine the prophecies coming before Christ, examine his conception, his birth, his words, his life, everything about him, the cross, unequaled. There's none like this. I just want you to take a look at him. Because now he speaks these words and says that, you know, in Mark's gospel, the first thing that he does, he calls people to repent, change, turn around, come, believe the good news. But here he's also teaching that there is another operative presence in the world, far superior to humanity, already having a link in fallen humanity. Listen, if you are lost, if you're separated, you don't know God, the Spirit of God is not inside of you, then according to, you look for yourself, Ephesians chapter 2, this prince of the power of the air, the Spirit, this Satan, who's now at work in those, well, who are in disobedience. Look at the context. They're dead to God. They don't know God. The sin nature is operative inside. And listen, you may be listening to either live right now or the archives later, and you might feel that it was by chance. But my dear friend, this has long been prayed over. Standing before God long before coming down to the microphone, praying in every direction that the Spirit of God would guide, the hand of God would go out and draw individuals in. And you might be shocked, sitting there wondering whether and how you got a hold of the message, or how you're listening tonight, and how maybe a phrase, something's being spoken in a way that simply absolutely grips you. As if God himself knew where you were and are in your life. And he does. Listen, there's nobody that knows you better than God. Nobody that cares for you more than God. Nobody's demonstrated. Let me ask you a question. Anybody you know die on a cross for you? Now, you may have got some kind of spirituality, but I'm going to ask you what the source is. And if you track the source, if you cannot say that the source of your spiritual life is God, is Christ, in a personal relationship with God, and you know you have the gift of indestructible immortality, eternal life, then I'm going to ask you to go all the way down to the bottom of the stairs of that spirituality and check that source out. Because the God of this age blinds the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see, cannot perceive, and cannot receive who Jesus Christ is, the icon of God, the visible manifestation of God. That's what it's all about. So the battle involves not just that God comes to get us in the mix of our sin and where we have erred and where we've messed up. See, right now, that if you're lost, How are you going to get into heaven? If you're lost, how are you going to keep out of hell? If you're lost, who guides you? If you're lost, who's going to fix the issue of death? Do you have the power to do that? Do you have the power to live forever? We can beat our breasts and with arrogance, like Richard Dawkins, the atheist, and scream that there is no God, using as an excuse religious, you know, hypocrisy. Jesus, if anybody spoke about religious hypocrisy, Jesus did. But it's the same source, God, that said, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. And so the fool beats their breast, screams for life. You can go around angry at the government, angry at society. You can live off the grid. But if you don't know the God that came for you, with all the integrity, with all the justice and peace and truth, all the words and the works, you're not going to find anybody that has done this. The cross, the actual cross where Christ died and what occurred there. David Icke and others had tried to say that there's been many crosses and many crucifixes and many saviors and many... Where? Is it Quetzalcoatl? You know, Quetzalcoatl, is this the one that we're going to be waiting for? David, you know, Daniel Pinchbeck in his book, 2012, The Return of Quetzalcoatl? Really? The one that ripped guts out of human beings and human sacrifice? And I've got a picture in a book here on human sacrifice where Quetzalcoatl is, with a ritual knife, stabbing a human being in the eye, killing him in a ritual. That's who we want to return? See, the dark side, the presence of the dark side, well, what's it all about? Number one, keeping you from the truth. You could read about this in 1 Thessalonians, where the Apostle Paul, utterly changed by Christ, now is out reaching the world for Christ. And he literally declares in his evangelistic attempts in reaching others, you read about it yourself, first book of Thessalonians. Satan stopped us. 35 years I have been out there sharing Christ, leading over the years now thousands of people to Jesus Christ. What an incredible privilege. I'll never forget the day face to face leading my 79-year-old grandmother from Yugoslavia to Christ. I'll never forget leading a man on the street, or the guy over the telephone named Mark that accepted Christ. See, when the gospel is shared and the word of God is given and the spirit of God is operative, God burns through the satanic blinding. He burns through the blanketing. That's why some people run from the gospel. That's why some people have said, Russ, just talk about the issues and the conspiracy and don't quote the Bible and don't talk about Christ. Just talk about the conspiracies. And I would scream out, what for? What's the answer? I don't care if I had the name of every conspirator, all of what they do, the secret of secrets, unlock the box, see it all, expose the deepest of darkest of conspiracy and what they're doing behind the scenes, what good will that be if you're still lost, dead in your sin, and going to die without God and be without God forever? See, the whole issue of conspiracy, war, violence, the coming of the Antichrist is all about the battle, my friend. It's all about the fact that you and I are lost already. It's not about God coming to condemn or coming to judge. We have sinned. We have been cut off. We are lost. We are in a bad condition. If you're already hellbound because of your choices, because of mankind, because of what we have done, well, what is your fix? You can inject drugs for so long. You can smoke your pot for a while. You could drink your beer, be off the grid, listen to all the messages on short wave, but eventually, as biblical prophecy teaches, the curtain of darkness, the sewer of hell's rivers will rise and come towards you. And ultimately, death will claim you, because death is an enemy and death has everything to do with your sin. God says the wages of sin is death. God said in the beginning, don't do it lest you die. 1 Corinthians 15, God shows that death is an enemy that Christ came to destroy. That's right. A human being dead and rotting was not the intent in the beginning. You can claim, again, whatever spirituality you say you have. If you die tonight, if you die today, where are you? When I say tonight that there is a spiritual presence that blankets the globe and we let it in, we did. In this world, in the very, well, genetics of the human race, literally. See, it affects your genetics because your genes, you do not have the gene that continues keeping you alive. There's something wrong deep down inside there that death progresses. And death is it, my friend. The wages of sin. Have you felt the impact of that? You work all week long at some job, you expect to get paid, you go and they hand you the money or check. The wages of sin is death. What's the payment for sin in the end? You live in it, you do it, you live by it, you refuse God. What's the payment in the end? Invading all of this hell on earth is God's grace. Invading all of this clamor of war and violence and socialism and globalism and all the things that we see that we despise and don't want to occur, has a spiritual backdrop. There is a force so dark, so sinister, it began in the beginning and led the human race to this juncture. It's been here all along in history. It's been here with all of its manipulation, all of its lies, all of its earth-based developments and alternative spirituality, gods, goddesses, demons, religions, and all the rest. It has been here to guide in attacking the body of Christ. And we've seen through the centuries that when the body of Christ is, like in the Catholic world and other places, whether it's liberalism, whether it's syncretism, whether it's political powers that take over, we realize that the body of Christ is not a politicized liberal institution that has been that has yielded to the concepts and the manipulation of the New Age and globalism. The body of Christ still rolls all around the world. God is alive and well in these last days because by the millions, people are still coming to Christ all over the world. Listen, even if you're listening to me now or listening in the archives, you may be interested in the concept of mind control. You can look at and eventually every single person involved in splitting the human core, programming subpersonalities and developing the, quote, techniques and technologies of MKUltra, Mind Control, Phoenix, all of those project names. Payday someday. You see, nobody gets away. You can't die and then it just goes away. If you die without redemption, all of your sin, all of the blood is on your head and on your hands. You're lost forever. 30 Seconds in Hell will tell you that. You see, no one who believes in Jesus Christ ever even has to visit hell. If you die and find out for the first 10 seconds you are in hell, a cold chill might run through you. This is forever. There is no way out. There is no second chance. There was a price paid at the cross. You couldn't do it with your good works. You were never perfect. You couldn't do it because you simply willed to believe that God doesn't exist. Your charms, your charged stones, your psychic abilities, your non-human enhanced powers, your spirits that you danced with, not one are there with you in hell to comfort you. Maybe the laughter of betrayal. There is when you would realize you will never see the friendly face of God. I wonder whether in hell there will be those who so utterly hated, rejected God, whether they will even care. I can't imagine that they wouldn't. The power to control minds, the power to blind minds, to blanket minds, to blunt the perception, literally the idea of blanket after blanket after blanket with the goal to keep the truth from you. I would think that would outrage anybody, that if you realized that even the devil himself has done everything that he could to blind you, to blanket you, to keep you from the truth, to cause your perceptions not to see the real absolute truth of God's love, God's presence, God's power, who God is in Christ. For you. That it's all about you. He came for you. Number two. The injection of air. You see, in Romans 1, it talks about how they exchanged the glory of God for images. Or they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. There's an exchange involved in the mind control process. The attempt in mind control, whether it's the idea of Korean totalism, in occult, in manipulation in the marketplace. It's to blunt your perceptions, but then to give you an alternative thing that is pre-chosen for you to believe. So the injection of error, this is the methodology of the fallen cherub, Genesis chapter 3. It's not just that the enemy says, God's no good, his word's no good, chuck God, walk away. We did not walk away into independence. We exchanged the glory of God. We exchanged the truth of God. We exchanged a relationship with God. We exchanged a visible, eternal walk with God for an alternative, a lie, for a masqueraded doctrine. You shall be as gods. God doesn't want you to have the truth. He doesn't want you to be like him. If you had the truth, you could become like God. You hear this? You hear this? Listen, let me just say it. You hear the stupidity of the New Age? What New Ager has become God after 60 years? What New Ager has been able to speak the universe into existence? Did you know that when Jesus was here, all of creation obeyed his command? Did you know that every attribute of God was seen in Christ? The prophets foretold it would be God in human flesh. The angels acknowledged the same thing. Thomas, the doubter, finally bowed down and said, "My Lord and my God," capital G. But in the world that we're battling in right now, there is God, small g, of this time period, actively in supernatural operative power, doing all that he can, number one, to keep people from the truth. And I would suppose, and I've had testimony, to keep people from hearing these live or even archived messages. To stop somebody like Satan stopped the Apostle Paul in an evangelistic endeavor. To stop. Those of you out there witnessing and sharing Christ, you know how the enemy tries to stop you from bringing this incredible, powerful gospel, God manifest in a message coming through your life, to stop you. That's why there is spiritual warfare for the believers in Christ. That's why there's battle. But again, I'm going to tell you that Romans 8 is correct. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nothing in all creation, not the angels, not Satan, nobody can separate you from the love of God in Christ. If you're going to serve Christ, if you're going to go out there and be on the front line, and you're going to reach the world, an individual, many, for Christ, if you're out there doing that, please realize that some of the trouble you've had, some of the battle you had, some of the stuff that has occurred that screams for you to stop it, that's part of this process of the small g God of this age that is blinding the minds of others. Number two, because he wants to inject the error, Luciferians who really believe that they're going to evolve to godhood, New Agers and others, and Alice Baileyites and others that believe that they will evolve to godhood, to deity, well, let's just simply say, you have swallowed hook, line, and sinker the serpent in all that he is and all that he has lied about. The finite is never evolved to infinite presence and cannot. Not even after all these thousands of years has the finite fallen cherub, not even he has evolved. Not even when he gets to the temple and declares himself to be God, will he really be God. A finite being can stand in arrogance, pound on its chest, and say, "I am God, I am God, I am God." And all the while be in one location, in one moment of time. God is infinite, no beginning, no end. Immeasurable is God Almighty. Number three, in the process of mind control, the blinding, the imprisonment. You see, when people are blinded, when they are literally blinded, they are imprisoned. That's why when Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, you can read in chapter 7, chapter 8, the truth will set you free. The truth of God, when you know the truth, when you know the Son of God, there is a setting free. Free from what? From the error that is injected and accepted. From the imprisonment of the blinding, literally from being held. I mean, literally, if you're lost, you're literally in a prison camp. And there's supernatural fencing all around you. And obviously, you're guarded to stay there. And that side doesn't want anything to get to you to even tell you there's an outside. My dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. We're at the end of the hour. We hope to see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. The Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, can come into your life tonight. Receive him as Lord and Savior. Come to the living Christ. He's waiting for you.